Welcome to Tactical Talk. This is Zan Khan. Saudi Arabia and Iran have had extremely bad ties since a very long time. Many think tanks term this as the clash of civilizations, the Arabs versus the Persians. But Saudi Arabia and Iran have common friends, and the evolving geopolitical scenario is forcing these two countries on coming closer on common ground. The topic of our show is how Turkey and Pakistan could defuse Saudi and Iranian tensions. The guest of our show is a senior geopolitical analyst, a doctor by profession, and also a broadcaster, Dr. Akhtar Bebuna. Welcome to our show, Dr. Akhtar Bebuna. This is Zan Khan. It's a pleasure to have you on Tactical Talk.
Thank you very much. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Dr. Akhtar Bebuna, let's get to the first question. The ECO is a great platform for regional connectivity of the West and Central Asia. Since Turkey, Pakistan, and Iran are its founding members, what's the possibility of economic integration with Gulf countries, especially Saudi Arabia, given its hostility towards Iran?
Well, Middle East needs urgent help. It has been a region of the conflict, as you know. In Iraq invasion, more than a million people were killed. And then now in the sectarian conflict, 10,000 of people were killed. In Afghanistan, again, millions of people were martyred, and the conflict still goes on. And in Yemen, there is a conflict between the Sunni and Shia Houthis. As you know, Saudi Arabia backed the Sunni, and then the Shia Houthis. There has been a division, and there is a conflict. In Syria, there is a big conflict. More than 10 million people left Syria. 3 million people are just in Turkey. And as you know, there is sectarian conflict, and other coalition forces are involved also. And millions of people are being martyred and killed, and wars and bloodshed is still going on. So there is something wrong. God orders us in the Quran to be brothers and to live in peace with love and understanding against each other, with compassion. But when we look at the Islamic world, we see conflict among Muslims and sectarian conflict and wars and the bloodshed. So something needs to be done, and urgently. Iran, Turkey, and Pakistan are the most crucial players of the unity for the Islamic Union. Definitely extremely important, because Iran and Turkey has been neighbors, and we have more than 1,000 years of brotherhood with Iran. So there is no difference, and there must be a great love against Shia and against Muslims. As you might remember, the president of Iran, Mr. Ahmadinejad, was in Turkey, and he prayed in a Sunni mosque behind a Sunni imam. That shows us there is no reason for the conflict. Shia, beautiful Muslims, and Pakistan is a great, noble nation, and Turkey, Pakistan, and Iran can play a very crucial role to solve the problems among the Saudi Arabia and Iran and all other Muslim countries, and to stop this conflict. Economic unity is a step, but also military alliance should make these countries a very powerful unity, Iran, Turkey, and Pakistan. And I believe Russia should also be involved in this alliance. Russia is a very crucial player in the Middle East, especially for peace. Mr. Putin is a reasonable person. He is with wisdom and rational and reasonable person. And this unity, Russia, Pakistan, Iran, and Turkey, and definitely other Muslim countries would join this unity, including Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Libya, for example. There's also conflict in Libya. After Gaddafi was killed in Libya, there's a civil war going on. 10,000 of people were killed in Libya also. And there's problems. Muslims are being oppressed in Sudan, in Central Africa, in Thailand, in Myanmar, Rohingya. Wherever we look, we see Muslims are in problems. Muslims are being oppressed. So Pakistan, Turkey, and Iran should make this first step, including Russia, to bring this alliance into the region for peace. This is very important.
What role can Turkey and Pakistan jointly play to defuse Saudi-Iranian tensions?
Well, first we have to look in the opposite direction. Why should be there a conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran? Shia are beautiful people and Sunni are beautiful people. And we believe in the same God. We believe in the same Allah. We believe in the same Prophet. Muhammad is our Prophet. We turn our faces to same Kaaba, to same Qibla. And we read the same the Quran. So what is the difference? Why should be there the tension? And of course, Turkey and Pakistan can intervene in this tension and solve these problems. Well, when we look at the deeper into the problem, actually, why is there a problem? We have to go back a little bit historically. As you know, at the beginning of the 20th century, with the Sykes-Picot Agreement, the borders of the Islamic countries were drawn artificially by the British Empire, but I would say British deep state. So with these artificial borders, Islamic region, Islamic unity was destroyed, and the Islamic countries were divided to thousands of different pieces, and the conflict has started. So there is an intervention from outside, and with at a deep state level. But the most powerful of these deep states is definitely the British deep state. Ottoman Empire was divided, and as you know, then the after the Ottoman Empire has collapsed, the wars and the bloodshed has started in the region and never stopped, and actually it's increasing. So what needs to be done is definitely to come these Muslim countries, Islamic community, to come together, and as Allah ordered in the Quran, I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. Hold fast to the rope of Allah, Allah orders. That's the Quran. So Muslims should hold fast to the Quran and do not separate, Allah says. Separation is haram and separation has caused that. Of course, there was an outside intervention at the deep state level, as I mentioned to you, at the British deep state level. However, of course, the major error belongs to Muslims themselves. So Pakistan and Turkey can lead for this unity and intervene for this tension among the Saudi Arabia and Iran. And this will make a very powerful militarily, economically, and peace and justice in the region. That this unity also can solve the problems in this Syria, with the unity of Syria is protected actually. And this can bring peace to the Afghanistan, to Iraq, to Libya, and wherever the Muslims are being oppressed.
Dr. Akshay Bhimuna, what are the chances of success given historical context?
I would say 100%. I mean, there is the tension is very artificial. Love is much easier than to conflict, to hate, than enmity. Love is much easier, actually. And Pakistan is a great, noble nation. It's our brother country, actually. Turkey and Pakistan, in our salvation war at the beginning of the 20th century, Pakistanis helped us, as you might remember. It's a brother country. So unity of Pakistan and Turkey is very, very easy, militarily, economically, from every kind of from every aspect. So this alliance, then we can start discuss with the Saudi Arabians and Iranians. Mr. Adnanoktar has a very close contact with the Iranian administration. There are many reasonable people. Rouhani and Khamenei is especially the great scholar. Khamenei is a very reasonable person. For example, as you know, artificially, recently, the British deep state tried to clash Turkey and Iran, the Shia against Sunni, and Turkey and Iran. And Mr. Adnan Oktar made statements that Shia are beautiful Muslims and our brothers, and this is our brother country, Iran is our brother country. And Khamenei made a statement after that, right after that, that this is caused, this artificial clash between Turkey and Iran is caused by the British Shia. So Iran can be easily convinced, Khamenei, the great scholar Khamenei and Rouhani, they are ready for a friendship. And then with involvement of the Pakistan, Turkey, we can also convince the Saudi Arabian administration, because they also suffer from this conflict. And then the peace and agreement and alliance can be easily provided. Pakistan is a very powerful country, although there are conflicts going on in the Pakistan also. I know there's problems. There are radical terror organizations and terrorist attacks in Pakistan. Pakistan is a very, very powerful country. Beautiful Muslims are living, our brothers are living in the Pakistan. And militarily also very powerful. And militarily very powerful states, Iran, Pakistan, Turkey, with the involvement of Saudi Arabia. But also, I'm telling you, Russia is very crucial in this alliance. That will be the most powerful organization and most powerful alliance in the world to bring peace.
Dr. Akshay Babuna, the IMA is vital for regional security, and General Raheel Sharif, the ex-Chief of Army Staff of Pakistan, has set a vital condition of including Iran in the alliance. Would it really work out in the long run, giving its potential equivalency to NATO and Warsaw Pact?
That would be very beautiful, actually. Of course, I mean, Iran, Turkey, and Pakistan, with the involvement of Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Russia, that will be much, much more powerful than the NATO, this alliance, because it will be an alliance, a spiritual alliance also, not only just militarily, but militarily it will be extremely powerful, not to use this military power, but to bring peace to the world. That is a very good idea, actually. It will be much more effective than NATO or Warsaw Pact or any kind of pact that we have seen in the history. This will be a very, very powerful alliance. And I am very hopeful this will be actually established. Again, as I mentioned to you, Iranian administration is a very reasonable administration, and they don't want to be in conflict. But there is always interventions from outside. As Khamenei stated, it's a British Shiite, especially try to clash Shiite against the Sunni. But this is, again, very artificial. And we believe in the same Allah, and we believe in the same Quran, we believe in the same Prophet. So we can easily solve these problems. And Turkey and Iranian relationship is definitely getting better. And historically, we have a great relationship. And Turkey and Iran and Pakistan. Pakistan is a great noble and nation. This definitely will be mediation of this peace against Saudi Arabia, against Iran, will be very effective. Let's start that soon. And inshallah, we will see very good days are coming, because these problems in the Middle East has been increasing last few decades, especially since 70 years, actually. United Nations Security Council was not successful. NATO was not successful. Any kind of organization, political organization, has been unsuccessful. What needs to be done is a spiritual unity alliance, which can easily be established, because otherwise, with this division and separation of the Muslim countries, everybody suffers from that. All over the world, Muslims are suffering. We have great economic sources. The Islamic countries are especially very rich countries, very powerful militarily, economically, and spiritually. But the problem has been that, as Allah stated in the Quran, Muslims got separated. With the unity of Muslims, with this coming together, and this with the unity, there will be power, there will be security, there will be justice, and a golden age, inshallah, will come. So definitely, in the next 5 years, I believe the world will change, a very different world than from now. We will remember these days. But let's start with the Pakistan. I know you're representing Pakistan, and I'm on the Turkish side. Let's start with Turkey and Pakistan. Iran will definitely join this alliance. And then Saudi Arabia and Iran, I don't think any problem will remain. With the good relations with the Russia, this will definitely bring peace to the Syria, to Iraq, to Libya, to Myanmar, to South Africa, to Sudan, to any kind of region when there is a conflict and the bloodshed.
Thank you so much, Dr. Akhtar Babuna, for being on Tactical Talk. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you very, very much. Allah bless you. God bless you. It's always a pleasure and honor to be with you. And we expect you to come to Istanbul, inshallah. Look forward to seeing you in Istanbul soon.
This was Dr. Akhtar Babuna, a geopolitical analyst, a broadcaster, and also a doctor by profession, discussing how Turkey and Pakistan could defuse Saudi-Iranian tensions. Until the next episode of Tactical Talk, this is Zahan Khan. Take care and goodbye.